The media giant Google has hired the creator of one of the web's most notorious forums, 4chan. Their new employee is Chris Poole, known as Moot Online. Let's get some explanation from Kate Bevan, technology writer and broadcaster based here in London.
4chan's been around pretty much since the early days of the internet, and it's both a sort of wildly creative place where a lot of the memes that then become current. It's a place where all sorts of people go and share all kinds of stuff. But it's also the home, apparently, of some of the less desirable things that come out of the internet, things like the Gamergate controversy, and also apparently the hack from iCloud of the celebrities' photographs. So it's one of those places where anything can happen, and probably does, and it's incredibly successful.
And the founder of this forum is a man called Chris Poole, as I mentioned, who's known as Moot. What do we know about him?
We know that he's quite young. He started 4chan when he was a teenager and last year sold it for an undisclosed sum to a Japanese entrepreneur. So he's been kind of cooling his heels for about a year now. So moving to Google is a very interesting move.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. What do you think Google gains by taking on Chris Poole?
It gains a certain kudos, if you like, for hiring somebody who's known as the founder of a force of nature, if you like, online, and somebody who really does get social even before social even happened, because forums like 4chan were the birth of social, if you like, long before Facebook or Google Plus or any of the other big networks. Hopefully it gains a bit of expertise, because Google Plus is a network that's never really taken off. It's always been seen as a bit of an afterthought by Google in an attempt to get into the social space.
And do you think, though, that given the notoriety of 4chan, that there is something that might be disadvantageous for Google, given that we know that there are, you know, issues to do with images of child abuse that were shared on this site. And certainly it's an organisation that has at least allowed a kind of rallying point for kind of quite interesting activism as well. What do you think might be the downside for Google here?
I'm not sure I would necessarily hire Chris Poole as a social media guru if I were trying to breathe life into a moribund social platform, I have to say. For all the reasons you've mentioned, he's allowed somewhat toxic environment to happen and to flourish. So is that somebody you necessarily want running your social space? I'm not sure. But then on the other hand, Google has very little to lose with Google Plus because it is so much an afterthought. I mean, it's got something like 300 million daily users. And when you compare that to Facebook's 1.5 billion, I mean, those stats are a bit hard to get hold of because Google doesn't actually talk about the Google Plus stats. But it's a very small afterthought of a platform. So I guess they haven't got an awful lot to lose by doing it.
That was Kate Bevan, technology writer and broadcaster based in London, filling us in on Google, the media giant, hiring a man called Chris Poole, known as Moot, who is the founder of 4chan. And Kate was telling us a little bit more about him and that forum.